Massive data breach exposes billions of personal records. Here's what you can do to prevent identity theft. By Lucas Nolan on August 15, 2024. A member of the notorious hacking group Usenet has reportedly released a staggering amount of sensitive personal information, potentially affecting billions of individuals worldwide. The information includes sensitive details such as social security numbers listed with full names and even telephone numbers. There are several steps consumers can take in response to this huge leak. The LA Times reports that a member of the hacking group Usenet, identified only as Police, has claimed to have released the personal records of approximately 2.7 billion people. The data, allegedly stolen from National Public Data, a major data broker, includes highly sensitive information such as full names, addresses, dates of birth, social security numbers, and phone numbers. The breach, which was first reported in a class action lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has raised serious concerns about the potential for widespread identity theft, fraud, and other criminal activities. Teresa Murray, Consumer Watchdog Director for the U.S. Public Information Research Group, emphasized the gravity of the situation, stating, "If this in fact is pretty much the whole dossier on all of us, it certainly is much more concerning than prior breaches. The leaked information could be used by criminals to take over existing accounts, create fake accounts, and cause significant financial and personal harm to affected individuals. While some key pieces of information, such as email addresses and driver's license or passport photos, appear to be missing from the leaked data, the combination of names, social security numbers, dates of birth, and mailing addresses still poses a significant threat." What you can do to protect yourself. In response to the breach, experts recommend that individuals take immediate steps to protect themselves. One crucial measure is to place a freeze on credit files at the three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. This free service prevents criminals from opening new accounts using stolen personal information. Additionally, signing up for account monitoring services and enabling two-factor authentication on existing accounts can provide an extra layer of security. Consumers especially concerned with identity theft should also consider ID theft insurance policies offered by many major insurance companies. Murray also warned of potential scams related to the breach, urging individuals to be cautious of unsolicited emails or texts purporting to be from National Public Data or other companies offering assistance. Scammers often use such tactics to trick victims into revealing sensitive information. National Public Data has not formally notified affected individuals about the breach but has stated that they are investigating the claims and have purged their entire database of any non-public personal information. However, the company may be required to retain certain records to comply with legal obligations. Read more at the LA Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.